The General Insurance presents Shower Ballads by Shaq.
And I'm gonna keep on loving you,
cause it's the only thing I wanna do. Turns out, everyone does sound better in the shower. And it turns out, The General is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years.
I just wanna keep on loving you.
For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General.
The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc. and Insurance Agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 23rd day of September 2022. And, well, tonight we have, he's a rising star in radio producing. He's outrageous and courageous, none other than Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
There you go. Boy, that's enthusiasm. That's enthusiasm, right there. Did you hear that enthusiasm?
I try.
All right, there you go. Now, she's load and lock with a shaky Glock. None other than Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
She's waited all day to say that. Okay. And she says it with such confidence, too. Now, he's out there. He is none other. He's a statesman. He's a man of great reputation, admired by many. None other than Big John McTernan.
Well, Pastor Ernie, that was a very nice introduction. You got me blushing. But God bless you and all our listeners.
Well, it's good to have you here tonight because I know that you are just loaded with information. And we're gonna get it out there tonight, aren't we?
We sure are, Pastor Ernie. I mean, things are accelerating. Events are accelerating at a very, very fast pace.
Are we going to go after the left? Or are we going to give them a whooping tonight, John?
I'll hold them and you hit them.
All right, let's get her done. All right.
When you get tired, you hold them and I'll hit them.
All right. We will get it done tonight. Listen, the title of the message this week was Who's Right and Who's Left? And tonight we went through a number of places throughout the scripture where it talked about those on the right and those on the left. And we're seeing how that applies today. Today, if you believe in God, country, if you believe in things that are good, clean, honorable, and decent, they call you, well, Joe Biden calls us right-wing fascists. Fascists because we believe in things that are good, clean, honorable, decent. But if you believe in killing little babies, if you want to run on killing babies, innocent little children, and whoredom, every kind of whoredom and sodomy and pedophilia and perversion of marriage, if you believe in those things, well, they say you're on the left. You're a Democrat today, okay? So we're going to pick it up where we left off, John, in 1 Timothy chapter 6. And could you read verses 3 through 10? That's 1 Timothy chapter 6.
Starting at verse 3?
Starting at verse 3, uh-huh.
If a man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to teach and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. He is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words. Wherefore, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds. Wow. Pastor Ernie, I got to stop. What a description of, I'm going to say the politics all over, but especially Washington today.
That's why we're here. Okay.
I mean, I'm reading it. I can hardly read it because I haven't read Timothy in a while here. But wow, what a awakening. And destitute of truth. Oh, my goodness. Supposing gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we will carry nothing out. Amen. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptations and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some covet after, they have erred from the faith and piercing themselves through with many sorrows.
All righty. Most of the words I think people pretty much understand here. The one that they might not is surmisings. Surmisings, the translation of today's modern English is suspicions. It's the same word that we use for suspicions. And that's why he's saying here, if any man teach otherwise, consent not to wholesome words. In other words, talking about today, you've got the language of illusion, delusion, and collusion. You've got where they take words and they twist them and they spin them to make the most vile transgressions against God to make it palatable. And, you know, you say that, of course, nobody wants to rip the heart out of a live baby, but you want to evacuate a product of conception. This is what they use, the left, and this describes them perfectly, doesn't it? I mean, it really does. And so
everything is perfect. Now, I was thinking of the word gay. Gay used to mean kind of, when I was a kid, it was like you were happy, it was like light, it was like a light feeling for that. And now it's they try and put gay substituted for homosexuality. So they took sort of a nice word and turned it into, you know, so they could use it for sin.
Well, when I was a kid, often, you know, we come from a large family, they would have birthday parties, you know. And especially for the girls really liked birthday parties. But there was a book on the shelf that says How to Throw a Gay Party. And believe me, it was nothing like what would it be today. I can tell you that.
That's what I'm saying. Back then, that wasn't, we're not that old, Pastor Ernie. At least I'm not. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, so, then, you know, there we go. In our lifetime, gay went from a nice word. Oh, I felt gay today. It was a nice word to being, you know, representing vile, being vile.
Do you know what the new definition the left has for pedophile?
Yeah, it's something attracted.
Minor attraction.
Minor attraction, yeah.
A person of minor attraction, yeah. In other words, yeah, so they want to use these different words to make sin more palatable. And so, in fact, do you remember who Bernard Nathanson was?
I sure do.
He told me one day after he came out of the killing business, after he was converted, I had lunch with him and Dr. Jack Wilkie, and he was telling me how what they knew what they had to do, in other words, if they were going to be successful in their abortion, they had to come up with a terminology of the language of illusion to make what they were doing palatable, but they weren't sure if they could get it by the media. And they said the thing that amazed them is how eager the left, the what they call mainstream media, was to use this language of illusion and confusion and delusion. And so that's where they came up with all of the...
Excuse me, Pastor Ernie, would you finish?
Well, that's how they came up with all of these.
Well, the Nazis did the same thing. They called it the Agency for Helping the Disabled Children, something like that.
Well, yeah.
And they would go to homes where people had maybe Down syndrome children or crippled children, mentally retarded.
Bedwetters, children with oversized ears.
Yeah, right. And they would pick the children up, and they told the parents whatever. They were taking them to for a medical examination. They had new ways of treating this, that, and the other. And then about a month later, the parents would get a letter. We're sorry to inform you, but your child developed like pneumonia and died.
And the parents knew that that wasn't the case, but they knew if they said anything, then the Democrats of that day, the Nazis, would come for them, huh?
But what happened was so many children were killed like that. So let's say I had a child like that and you had one, and there was 6 months between the deaths, and I met you and we were talking, and I said, oh, I feel so bad. My son went to this clinic and he died there. He got pneumonia. And then you said, well, that's the same thing that happened to me, my son. And then you had contact with someone else. So it began to spread throughout Germany, and the parents, there was an uprising against it. And the Nazis had to stop it, or at least curtail it. They couldn't continue the way they were doing because the parents throughout Germany were onto them.
And also the word ethnic cleansing. Ethnic cleansing. Anyhow, here, so he says, now if any man teach otherwise and consent not to the wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing but doing, but doting and questioning stripes of words. In other words, so that's exactly what they would use is, and that would be, he too is talking about within the church. He's talking about within the church here. That they would bring up doctrinal issues, things that were really not matters of salvation, but things that they would like today, for example, baptism. Well, you know, the Bible doesn't stutter. It's very clear. Every single case in the whole New Testament where someone was baptized, they were baptized on their profession of faith as Christ as the Savior. Every single one. And they were all baptized by immersion, every single one, okay? So, but today, well, you have sprinkling, or they baptize babies and other things which are totally not biblical, but people would want to argue whether or not, you know, just, you know, to argue that it was, even though the Bible's, I mean, very, very clear on that, is it not?
Oh, yeah, crystal clear.
Oh, so now then he goes on to say, but by godliness with contentment again. Now listen to this. By godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry anything out. So he's warning now about the prosperity preachers of that day. Now, here's something very strange today, because he goes on to say, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which draw men into destruction and perdition. Well, we've seen that in the Word of Faith movement. We've seen these prosperity preachers. I mean, there's within that movement, for lust of money, they also have a lot of wife swapping goes on and other things within that movement, okay? And, I mean, just strange things where they have dueling tongues, where you'll get two of them and they'll get up in each other's face and they start speaking in this gibberish and this jabberish like they're dueling in tongues. It's really, it's insanity. And then some of the other things that they do. Oh, I'm trying to think of the one prosperity preacher out there today that says that God calls him for advice. And he actually, I'm not kidding you.
Do you, Pastor Ernie, do you think it's a long distance call?
Yeah, it could be. It could be, yeah. But I'm trying to think of his name. Boy, it was like an Italian name. But anyhow, he's the one, he didn't, made all these DVDs and talking about, how he needs a new Learjet and all of these things. So, but now there's something happening, John. There's something happening within the prosperity preachers, the movement. And people like Joyce Myers, Joe Osteen, and others, they're jumping ship. They're leaving the prosperity movement, and they're going into corporate, the woke corporations. They're selling products. They're getting out of the ministry, and they're selling products now. Why do you think that is?
I have no idea, Pastor Ernie. I don't follow them at all.
I think I have a very good idea why that is. If you'll turn to Revelation 17 and read me verses 15 through 17. Revelation 17, verses 15 through 17.
Okay. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, or the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put it in the heart, in their hearts, to fulfill his will, and to agree and give the kingdom unto the beast until the words of God be fulfilled.
Well, there in Babylon, the great harlot Babylon, the great, the whore is the religious, that is the apostate church or the one world church. And now these prosperity preachers, they know this passage of scripture. They're seeing this anti-Christian sentiment that is coming. They know one thing. They know enough about the Word of God that they know that the mainstream media and the left out there, they like to build these people up so that when they bring them down really hard. And so they know that. And I think this is why they're starting to jump ship. I think you're going to see more and more of them get away. And they know that with the woke politicians, with Biden and 87,000 new IRS agents out there, they're going to be going after, well, greed is greed, and they know that they'll be going after these prosperity preachers that have three Learjets and so on and so forth. So what they're doing is they're getting out while the getting's good, aren't they?
That's a pretty good analysis, Pastor Ernie, looking at the, you know full well that the IRS is going to be all over these ones. Yeah, I think you're onto some.
All righty. Now, let me ask you a question here. If the pastors today had the courage to preach like the pastors of old, do you think things would be a whole lot different in this country?
Absolutely, Pastor Ernie.
I'd like to mention some of those because just, of course we have the number one preacher of all time, the Lord Jesus himself. But you had John the Baptist, you had Peter, Paul, and then in more recent times you had Jonathan Edwards, you had Spurgeon, you had Moody, and in our times it was Ralph Lenz and Pastor, he would be, Pastor Earl Black, Pastor Peter Ruckman, Greg Dixon, Roy Thompson, Bruce Pfeiffer, Bruce Musselman, Ken Sundermeyer. And he wasn't a pastor, but he preached the Word of God, and that was our friend John Holman.
Oh, that's nice, Pastor.
Well, you know, it's just true. So here, if they were there, because you see, this week we went through the Bible. There's like six different categories of horrors that the Bible talks about. You talk about, well, you just read one about the religious horror of the great church in Revelation 17. But you've also, that also speaks of the religious horrors in Hosea chapter 4 and also several other places in Isaiah. But then you had the political horrors. The political horrors, that's spoken of also in Hosea. And then you had the judicial horrors. And the judicial horrors, 1 Kings 21, where Jezebel had her false court that she set up there. But of course we know that there was none so great as the night, the false trial that the Lord Jesus had, is there, with the Sanhedrin?
That happened, we'll say, 2,000 years ago, roughly, and nothing's changed. I mean, you go down through the, you remember that they called it the Star Chamber?
Yeah.
With the, they would, in Great Britain, in London, they would get the preachers that weren't preaching the official doctrine of the state, and they'd bring them in there, and there was nothing more than just a sham trial, and they would cut their noses off.
Yeah.
And so they had that, and that was like the 1600s. And then the communist Russia was known, so were the Nazis, but communist Russia was known for those type of trials. They would just make things up and get it on public, get you out in public and accuse you of all these things. You had no defense. And then they would find you guilty and do whatever they're going to do. You know? So, I mean, it's been all through history. These tyrants, that's one of the ways to identify the tyrants and their system. So we got it today now. It's right in front of our eyes.
Well, more recent times you had people, Richard Lewis, who was one of our pastors in our church there, he was charged with paper terrorism, which there was never such a crime, but because he kept challenging them and asking the court to show him the law, and they couldn't do that because they were trying him with laws that didn't exist. So they came up with this called paper terrorism. In other words, if you petition a court and they don't want to answer your petition, and then you get two judges, one to agree, I'm terrified by that, are you? If he says yeah, then that's paper terrorism. And so that's one of the things in the judicial corruption of today, real corruption. But then,
Mr. Ernie,
yeah.
What about the man, I don't know him, but I think you do. The feds got him and put him away. He was the creationist, remember?
Oh, yeah, Ken Hovind.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
that's another judicial, whoredom, corruption, okay? Because the reason they actually put him away is he was going on college campuses and he was challenging all these evolutionists. He was destroying them. He was just tearing them apart with actual real science. And the communist-controlled government, the communist-controlled could not handle that. They're saying, look, you know, we're losing the students. They're listening to this guy, and they're realizing that this whole evolution scam that we've been promoting is nothing but a scam. So they had to put him away, and that's what they did.
There was two prosecutors assigned to him, and after the trial, weren't they both convicted of some crime? They were found out they were
child molesting. One was raping a 5-year-old girl. He ended up committing suicide.
And you know what, Pastor Ernie? Really, except for this show and a few others, probably I don't think many people would be made aware of the things we're saying now.
No, that's why we're here.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
And it's because there's a lot of chatter out there that they're going to try to take the internet down before the November election. But there's, how we're always talking about spiritual warfare going on all around us? We can't see it, but we know it's taking place, don't we? Sometimes you can feel it, can't you?
You can feel it, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah. And so it's the same thing with what's taking place between the white hats and the black hats. You can't see a lot of it, but you know it's out there, okay? And that's what's happening there. Now, here, for example, Joe, you know, you had, or John, when we talked about these, the different types of whoring, there was, of course, you started out with the unclean women, you find that over in Proverbs 9, 13 through 18. But then you had the religious whores. We just talked about that. The political whores, we talked about that. The judicial whores. And then we talked about that. Then you had the corporate whores. The corporate whores is spoken of. You just read that in Revelation 17. And that's the woke corporations, where they went together with the political whores to burn the great whore, the religious whore. The woman that setteth upon many waters. And then today, it doesn't mention them by name, but do you think in Revelation 21, verse 8, where it says, all liars will have their place in a lake of fire, all liars, do you think that applies to the mainstream media?
Oh, yes, I do, Pastor.
In spades, huh? All righty. We're up against a hard break. Hang tight, Big Baptist John. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Big John. Big John.
He was born of Elizabeth, the son of Zechariah, sent by God the Father to proclaim the Messiah. He was as bold as a lion. He knew no fear. An awesome man in a coat of camel hair.
Big John.
Big John. Big Baptist John.
Big John.
In the wilderness of Judea, you could hear him there. He was preaching repentance. It was very loud and clear. O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Better listen, Pharisee. He preached to the sinner, the thief, and the liar. Only one way out of that burning lake of fire. The truth thundered forth from this righteous man, and those that believed found the promised land.
Big John, Big John,
Big Baptist John,
Big John.
Chosen by the Father to baptize the Son, it was there in the Jordan this awesome thing was done. The Holy Ghost descended as if it were a dove. A mighty voice thundered from heaven above. This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. John, his friend, none greater than he. He told all the people about God the Son. He never quit preaching till the job was done.
Big John, Big John,
Big Baptist John,
Big John.
Now 2,000 years later, the story is still being told. How he was thrown into prison for being so bold. He was martyred for God. To him it was an honor. He earned himself a mansion in heaven way out yonder. Big John. Now John's enemies, they perished in their shame. But John took his place in the Saints Hall of Fame. Now in heaven above, the angels understood. When John preached repentance, he sure did it good. Baptist John. Now there's one thing John wants you to know. It's a fearful matter to lose your own soul. So call upon the Lord while you still can. And better take the advice of this mighty righteous man.
Big John. Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John,
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John. All righty, we are back. And, you know, I'm going to be preaching, Lord's willing, unless the Lord changes it up. But you don't hear too many nowadays. But I'm going to be preaching on God's righteous judgment.
The Bible has a lot to say. Well, let me change that. God's righteous vengeance. God's righteous vengeance. The Bible has a lot to say about that, John. And here, now I had read you off a list of pastors that I knew or known of, you know, starting with the Lord Jesus, and that these men that preached the Word of God without compromise. And, of course, if the pastors were bold enough today to do that, okay, this country would not be in the shape that it's in, would it?
Absolutely not, Pastor Ernie, because the people that are under the pastors and all wouldn't allow it.
Well, I want you to turn to Leviticus chapter 20 and read me verses 1 through 7, and then ask a question. Is there any difference between offering your seed to Moloch or to Planned Parenthood?
Well, I think Planned Parenthood is Moloch.
It absolutely is. If you would go there to Leviticus 20, verses 1 through 9. 1 through 8, I'm sorry.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, again, thou shalt not say to the children of Israel, whosoever he be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that giveth any of his seed unto Moloch, he shall surely put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. And I will set my face against that man, and I will cut him off from among his people, because he hath given his seed unto Moloch, to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. And if the people of the land do in any ways hide their eyes from the man that giveth of his seed unto Moloch and kill him not, then I will set my face against that man and against his family, and I will cut him off and all that go a whoring after him to commit whoredom with Moloch from among their people. And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards, and to go a whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul, and I will cut him off from among the people. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. And if ye keep my statutes and do them, I am the Lord which sanctifies you.
Now, is God immutable, John?
His immutability can be viewed like the Rock of Gibraltar.
So that means that he does things the same today, tomorrow, forever. He doesn't change at all, okay? And so what you just read, you say that Planned Parenthood, and I agree, is Moloch of today. And so what they are doing today here, they're committing whoredom, and they're profaning God's holy name. The left, the entire left, profanes God's holy name, does it not?
Yeah, Pastor, and those people, politically, that support them by voting for them and maybe donating some money, I mean, they're right in with them, Pastor, and they're brought into it, to this whoredom.
And so there's one whoredom that we didn't mention here, but you'll find here, and that's occultic whoredom, where it talked about familiar spirits and the wizards. Now, familiar spirits and wizardry today applies. Would you say that Mr. Fauci would fall in that category of wizardry?
Well, he is involved in some sort of a religion, Pastor Ernie. John Holman followed that. He researched it. And I can't remember what it was now, but he was involved in something, Pastor Ernie.
Well, big pharmakia means wizardry or witchcraft. And it's also used, that word used also for poison. That same word is used in a text as poisoning. So pharmakeia, okay, means wizardry or witchcraft. And so here today, this whole thing with these vaccines that are not vaccines, these that are literally what they are, okay, is they're
genetically modified.
Yeah, they are, but they were developed. The fellow that developed that Robert, what's his name? We had him on the program there.
Malone.
He said very, very clearly they were bioweapons, that they're not vaccines. They are not vaccines. They are bioweapons. He invented the major, he and one other guy invented them together. So.
What's very interesting about you tying Fauci into pharmacia there, you're right, it was right in front of my eyes. There it is. He's involved in what we just described in Revelation chapter 20. Yes, he is, without a doubt.
So now, you learn a lot on this program, don't you?
Yes. You're a great teacher.
All right, now let me ask you this, because, okay, here, the left, Biden's approved. Now, they keep telling us that the so-called mainstream media, as President Trump, the legitimate president of this United States, refers to them as the fake news media. They keep telling us that the worse things get with the Biden, now more and more, what we've told people from the very beginning, the very, very, very beginning, even before he was actually in office, that he's been working, the Biden crime cartel has worked hand in hand with the Mexican drug cartels and the human trafficking. We've told people that. In other words, it's like the corrupt guard at the prison that gets paid to leave the door open to make sure that the criminals can get out. And so that's what he's doing. He's making sure that the door is open. They can get their drugs, their poison, into this country. And do you think that they would do anything without a big piece of that billions of dollars coming back? Do you think that the big guy is not going to get his 10%?
Well, Pastor Ernie, you've got to look at it like a crime cartel. So, I mean, the crime cartel that comes to mind is like Al Capone in Chicago in the 1930s there. And, of course, the money, they made a lot of money in the crime cartel. And whatever percentage always went to Al Capone. He was ahead of the cartel. He was the king.
So, yeah, but they were small potatoes compared to the Clinton,
right,
and the...
Right. Yeah. I'm just saying the structure of it.
Yeah.
So now we have a political crime cartel, which dwarfs the old time thinking of mafia and all. I mean, the political one is the huge one. So yeah, if he's overseeing the drugs coming into the country, if the Justice Department, the FBI, the CIA are intertwined with this and looking the other way, and then the child prostitution, obviously it's going to flow back up to him and his family. That's the way these cartels work.
All right, same thing when you talk about, yeah, because remember El Chapo? Remember El Chapo?
Yeah.
I remember his number two guy talking about, he was, they had him on the, I think it was Fox News, but it might have been C-SPAN, and he was saying how that they had given over $2 million to Nancy Pelosi's campaign. So what does that tell you? No. Let me ask you this.
To me, Pastor Ernie, only $2 million?
Well,
only $2 million?
That was several years ago. I don't know how much they've given to him since then.
Inflation now, it would have been, I guess, $4 or $5 million.
Yeah. Now, you keep hearing people say how Biden was quick to pull out, and he gave $85 billion worth of military equipment to the in Afghanistan to the Taliban. He did not, anyone who believes that he gave it to them, there was not a kickback in that. I'm sorry, but you're pretty naive, aren't they?
That's always the way with these people. Always.
Okay.
Got to look at the money. That's all they think of. Power and, well, money and power kind of go together. So yeah, they always have a money angle in.
Do you think the FBI was very, very well aware of all of that?
I don't know about that in Afghanistan, but I'm sure the CIA was and the military was.
Okay. What about the...
Sad, Pastor Ernie, there was only one officer that I'm aware of that raised his voice against it, and they went after him hard and smashed him, and I think they court-martialed him. I don't know if he went to the brig or not for exposing what Biden did and Milley did and all of them.
Yeah, he certainly disappeared all of a sudden, didn't he?
Yeah.
What about this...
Pastor Ernie.
Yeah.
Pastor Ernie, question for you. I don't know how much Biden has given to the Ukraine, but I heard up to 40 million was given to the Ukraine. There was no list of we want you to do this with it or that, or the Ukraine said with that 40 million we're going to do this that. Did you hear anything like that? I didn't. All I heard is we're sending Ukraine $40 billion. So what did the Ukraine do with it?
Well, you have to understand that. Let's go back to Iran. Remember when Abomination gave, what was it? How many billions was it that he gave to Iran? Do you remember the amount?
Oh, that was big. That was big amounts, Pastor Ernie. It was like $120 billion.
All right. And so what happened was they did that by plane loads. Pardon?
So I was going to say, plus plane loads of cash.
Right. Now, the plane loads, they were on crates of cash. Now, do you actually think that at least 10% of that was not put right back here, was not given right back, kicked back to offshore bank accounts?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I said about the Ukraine, because we know how corrupt the Ukraine is. We know what Biden was doing in the Ukraine with his son and Romney's, nephew was involved. Wasn't Pelosi's son involved?
Kerry. And Pelosi's son. Yep, Pelosi's son.
The Clinton Global Initiative, wasn't that? And they were pouring a lot of money from the Ukraine. That's why the mafia was like chicken feed compared to these people with 150 million here and 200 million here and maybe even a billion. And the Clinton Global Initiative, they were washing money through it and in through Ukraine banks. So there's no way that we gave the Ukraine unaccounted for. I mean, no ledger sheet saying, and give us give us the records of what you bought for this $40 billion. So there's absolutely no way that maybe $10 billion of it didn't come back to the corrupt American politicians.
We sent them over there huge, huge amounts of our ammunition that we use in our military, that our military uses. We just about cleaned out, our bunkers and sent this ammunition over there. If you think that ammunition was being used by the Ukrainians, I hate to tell you, that was being sold on black market. And first of all, they had turned. Remember what Abomination had done and Biden. They removed the actual president of the Ukraine, the one that was elected by the people in a fair and honest election. They removed him and replaced him with their puppet. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, it sounds like the 2020 election.
Exactly. It's exactly.
Yeah. Pastor Ernie, I remember back then that election. What was it, 2012, something like that, the election?
I think it was.
And I wasn't quite aware of Ukraine back then, as of course as I am now. And I wasn't aware of how corrupt it was. But the man that they removed, he was pro-Putin. So
yep.
If he was pro-Putin, when he got in power, he would have cut off all what Biden was doing and Clinton was doing and Obama was doing. And he may have exposed the whole thing. So they couldn't have that. And I knew something was wrong. Because why would former Senator John McCain, who's got his reward now, right, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah, he sure does.
Who is big-time New World Order. What was he doing over in Ukraine? Protest. He was with the protesters. And I don't know if Lindsey Graham was with him. I don't remember that. But Graham and they were like twins, those two. So John McCain was protesting. They wanted the government overthrown and to put in someone that was favorable to the United States. And that tipped me off when I saw McCain there that something was really wrong. A United States senator?
What about, now there were three protesters there with him that were known for something. Do you remember what that was?
I can't say I do. I just remember.
They were terrorists who were wanted. They had bounties on them. They were wanted by this country for terrorism. And McCain was meeting with them. And so here...
McCain also, Pastor, because when the listeners need to know how corrupt this guy was, I know Lindsey Graham was with him. They went to Egypt. And when the army had overthrown the Egyptian government because the terrorists, that Muslim group had taken over, I can't remember the name now, Pastor Ernie. And they were turning Egypt into a terrorist state, and the army removed him. The Muslim Brotherhood. It was the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yep, exactly.
And McCain and Lindsey Graham were over there, like kind of with the rioters or the marchers.
With the terrorists. They were with the terrorists.
Yeah, they were telling the army to bring back the Muslim Brotherhood, and the army got Graham and McCain. They got him on the first flight. They told him, "You get out of Egypt right away," and they literally ran them out of Egypt. That's how bad McCain and Lindsey Graham. I don't trust him at all. Not at all.
No, I don't either. Let me. He's a rhino to the core.
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
Now here. Well, let me.
So there we are. Yeah. American politicians to the height of senators. Cooperating in Egypt and in politically in Egypt and in the Ukraine. And as far as I'm concerned, what they were doing was nefarious. Now it's so obvious. When I knew it was bad when he was doing it. I think it was 2012. I think that's when it was. But now I understand he's the New World Order, and he went over there to try and help straighten things out so they could play their game that unfortunately now ended up heading into World War III.
Let me ask you about this, because let's take a look at what Biden has done since he's been in office, because the so-called mainstream media keeps telling us that his approval ratings is up to 45% now, from down to about 20% now. He's been working hand-in-hand with the drug cartels and the human traffickers. He's been targeting all political opposition to be removed. He's sending the FBI in. These are KGB. They are Gestapo, and they're going after anyone who is in political opposition, anyone who is mega pro-Trump. They're arresting them, charging them with phony charges. We've seen them weakening our military. Our military is the weakest it's ever been, okay? It's never been this weak as it is right now. Everything is deteriorating, okay?
Pastor Ernie, hold your thought, please. This is very important that our listeners hear this. The U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado has just come out this week, and I'm going to be posting this on my blog, telling the cadets that they can't use he and him and mother and father. They've got to change the pronouns and all, and they've got to come with the woke crazies. You know, I don't even know what it is anymore. They're so crazy with all these pronouns. So mother, father is out from the academy, the Air Force Academy, and so is he and him and all of this stuff. They want their whole vocabulary to change.
Okay, well, here too, so for when you change that, if you cadets are listening, also to those that, for the word colonel, use fool, okay? The word general, use traitor, because that's what's happened in that, okay, in the Air Force Academy out there. So, again, you know, I'm surprised that they probably, well, my guess is they probably try to force the poisonous poke on all those guys, right?
Oh, I'm sure. Pastor Ernie, this is strange. You know, people stood up against the poisonous poke, the death shot, and in 2019, I mean, the years are blurring by.
In March of 2019, we were announcing here on this radio program, and it's not a vaccine. Don't take it. It'll kill you. And right now, over 500,000 people in this country have died from it, but you're not hearing a word about that on the fake mean, what they call the mainstream media. You're not hearing a word about that because they're owned by Big Pharma, aren't they?
Yes, they are. But here's the issue. They took it to the, like, the courts. And here it is now, September of 2022, probably more like August last month, and the courts are coming out and backing the freedom for the soldiers not to be forced to take the death shot, and so many of them have been dismissed and dishonorably discharged and all. It took like 2 years, maybe 3 years. This is something wrong with this system. This was an emergency. This was life and death. And it took 3 years to work through the system?
Well, you know, all of those people in the woke, those in the corrupt judicial, so those corrupt judges, those judicial whores, as the Word of God calls them, then, you know, they're going to have to live with this society that they're destroying, this country that they're destroying, okay? That's going to come back and haunt them, isn't it? They're going to have to live like the rest of us with that. And, of course, these are all signs of the soon return of our Lord. Let me add, because, see, with Biden's approval rating, they keep selling us as 45%. The mainstream media is saying, we really, truly believe that you people out there are stupid. Because when you're looking here, you're seeing the 5 million, going on 6 million illegal immigrants crossing our border. Open borders, you're seeing. You know how many of these were known terrorists, druggists, rapists, murderers coming into the country. We know that Biden has set up cell groups that they're working hand in hand with the crime, all of the crime cartels. And of course, you know, you can trust the FBI to totally work to betray the people today. We talked about them weakening our military. They're weakening our military. It's dangerously weak now. Here, they've just, we had put out over 2,000 mules. We've sent out. Over 24 million have been sent out across the country. Now, the courts have got an injunction, John, and we have to wait until that is lifted where we can get the 2,000 mules to fill the orders, okay? When we ordered those, we had to pay for them when we ordered them, and we're waiting on them, okay, coming in. Now, isn't that, would you not say that is a violation of our First Amendment constitutional rights?
Yes, yeah, Pastor Ernie, but that doesn't mean anything anymore today.
No, do you think that it'll ever get to the courts before the November election?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Here, of course, the left is promoting everything that God's Word, the Bible, calls sin. Everything is in the Democratic Party agenda. Everything that God's Word, the Bible, calls sin, I would say, Joe Biden, Chuckie Schumer, Merrick Garland, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Maisie Hirono. That woman is as unclean from Hawaii. She is as unclean. The Bible calls these women unclean, very unclean. Okay, we'll be right back after this. Hang tight. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.